Masechta Zvachim Daf Beis, we begin a new Seder Kodshim, a new Masechta, a new Perek, and a new Mishnah. And let us begin with a short Akdama. Our Masechta will discuss Kabonos that are bought from animals and require Shechita and Aras Zavach, as opposed to the next Masechta, Masechta's Menachos, which will discuss flower Kabonos. And there are four Avodas Adam, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And although our Mishnah will specifically mention Shechita, however, the same Halacha will apply to other Avodas Adam, and the Fitasis, even to the Torah of the Emurim and Evarim of a carbon eila, and our Mishnah will discuss one of the 16 that is discussed in the Memvarim Beis in the last Mishnah in the fourth parak, which teaches us L'shem Shishadvarim HaZevach Nizbach. And aside for those six, there's one additional requirement that is required by Kabbalah's Chatais, and the first of these requirements is L'shem Zevach. And for example, when bringing a carbon eila, Kayin or Bailim have to have intent by all the Avedis Hadam that he's bringing an eila, and our Mishnah will teach us that in most cases, if someone had in proper intent, and for example had intent for a shlamim instead of an eilah, then the karma will still be valid, and the kohen can still continue to do the remaining avodas l'shem eilah. However, the carbon is no longer connected to the bailim, and they would have to bring another carbon. And as our Mishnah begins, kolas vachim shenizbechu shleil shman ksherim el shleil olu bailim l'shem chayva, any carbon that is slaughtered or geshachtin shleil shma would be kasha. However, they would not be olu l'shem bailim, and as Rashi states, kolas vachim shenizbechu shleil so they are still ksherim, lizrik damim, lahakter imureim, v'lech lansen acholim, and if there are any parts of that specific carbon that are eaten, then they could still be eaten. And afapi, and even though l'chadchila, that's mitzvasan l'sheikhtin l'shman, k'dial p'gemara, el l'shalei olu, v'tzarech l'havi ach l'chavasai, olu nidra v'shechaten l'shmai. And keep in mind, at least l'fi Rashi, as well as l'fi Taisis, when the Mishnah discusses shechita shalei l'shma, it's specifically discussing where the kohen or the Bailim stated their intent, and improper kavanah alone is not enough to cause any issue. However, the Mishnah continues and tells us that this is not always the case, as chutz min haPesach v'achatos, haPesach bizmane v'achatos b'chol zman, that the exceptions to this rule is if one had kavanah shleil l'shma regarding a karm Pesach or a chatos, then the carbon will be pasul l'gamri, and Tanakhama teaches us that this then applies only to a karm Pesach that is being brought in its proper time, meaning on Erev Pesach, and to a karm chatos at any time. And as Rashi states, chutz min haPesach v'achatos sheim psulin l'gamri v'yal flo b'gemara, and Rashi continues, haPesach bizmanoi, that psul shalei l'shmoi is kol zman shchitosoi, dehainu mechatzoi seyim shel Erev Pesach ad Erev, aval koidim l'chei v'achem yikein, kaim ulon de Pesach b'shayim eis hashana, shlamim hu v'chol din k'shlamim, that a Pesach during the rest of the year is considered like a regular carbon shlamim, v'amrin l'el, d'sha'az v'achem k'shirin shalei l'shman, v'gemara yal flo m'kroi, and we will see this in the Gemara. And keep in mind that even though Rashi mentioned that when our Mishnah mentions HaPesach Bizmanoi, it's referring from the time that you're allowed to bring the Karm Pesach, which is from Chatzay Sayyim Ve'ilach. However, later on, we will see that there's a Manda Omer that holds that in regard to the Din of our Mishnah, so it will be considered a Karm Pesach Bizmanoi even from the morning of Yudal Nisan, and not only from Chatzay Sayyim. And our Mishnah continues, Rabbi Lezer Ima Afa Osham, HaPesach Bizmanoi Ba'chatus V'osham B'chol Zman. And Rabbi Lezer teaches us that the same Din that the Tanakham mentioned regarding the Pesach Bizmane and the Chatas B'chozman, that the Nizbach Shalei L'shman, that the Pasal Gamri would also apply B'negeya Karbon Asham. And once again, Rabbi Lezer clarifies that this psul is only relevant to a Karbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, but is relevant to a Chatas and Asham the entire year. And Rabbi Lezer continues to explain that I will always combine the Dinam of Chatas and Asham. And as the Mishnah states, Am Rabbi Lezer, HaChatas Baal Chet V'Asham Baal Chet, that both the Chatas and Asham generally come for a Chet, and my chatos psula shleil l'shma, afa asham pasul shleil l'shmai. And just like a chatos is pasul gamri when it's done shleil l'shmai, so the same would apply to a carbon asham. And as the pasuk in Parshas Tzav states, kachatos ka asham, and Ayin Tesis points out that ikar chatos v'asham nami de'im boin al chet kagoyin chatos yeledes v'asham mitzayra el mishum derubo asu al chet mashul ha'adadi. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer compares all chatos and ashamis to each other. And keep in mind that until now we were discussing a carbon Pesach or a carbon chatos that was nishchat with intent for another carbon. The Mishnah now continues that Yisim ben Chayni Oimer hanishchat l'shem Pesach l'shem chatos psulin. Yisim ben Chayni now teaches us that the reciprocal is also true as well. If one shechs any other carbon with intent for a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach or chatos the entire year, it would also be possible. The Mishnah now continues Shimon Achi Azariah Oimer, that Shimon, who is the brother of Azariah, teaches us that shechtu l'shem gevoyim hem kasherin. However, l'shem namach behem psulin psulin, and Ayin Taisus who points out that the Gemara will have a shayla as to what Shimon Achia Zaya means to teach us, as does he mean to teach us that I'm actually moida to the whole din of the Tanakamba, at least in a case where someone shechs a carbon and his intent was for a type of carbon that was on a higher dagger level, and in that case it will be kasha el shle ol bailum shem chayva, or possibly Shimon Achia Zaya is even being chilek on Tanakamba in regard to that din, and he holds that in a case where someone shechs a carbon and his kavana was for a type of carbon that is on a higher dagger level than the actual carbon that he's trying to bring, then this carbon will be kasha legamri and it will even be ol l'shem bailim, but certainly Shimon Achia Zaya is chilek on Tanakamba in a case where he had kavana for a carbon that's a lower dagger level, then certainly will be pasul gamri, just like the Tanakhama holds regarding every pesach bismanoi and a chatos becholz man. And Shimon ben Azayah now brings examples as ketzad, and what are the examples? Kachik kachim sheshachnu l'shem kachim kalam sulim, that if Reuven was bringing a carbon which is kachik kachim, and for example like an oila or like an asham, and while he was doing the shchita he had intent, well if he rashi and tases, he actually spoke out that I'm bringing this carbon as a carbon shlomim which is kachim kalim, then it'll be pasul gamri, just like the Tanakhama held regarding a chatos and a pesach bismanoi. However, kachim kalim sheshachnu l'shem kachik kachim k'shirin, that if Reuven had a carbon shlomim and when they did the shchita they actually specified that they're bringing this as an oila, then since they were mechavan l'shem gavoyim mehen, then it will be kasherin. And as we mentioned, the Gemara will have a shayla, does Shimon Achia Zay mean that will be kashal gamri and it will even be ol l'shem bailim, not like the Tanakama, or does he mean exactly like the Tanakama that the shlomim would still be kasha el shle ol l'bailim l'shem chayva? And finally, Shimon Achia Zay brings an example in regard to the same category and in regard to kachim kalim, and he will discuss a case where someone changes their kavana between a carbon shlomim and between a bechor or ma'isa behema. And Rashi points out that a bechor or ma'isa behema are nemuchim shlomim; they are considered on a lower level than a carbon shlomim. And as we will see on that pei tesam and aleph, and pei shlomim to unid matan abba, and it also requires smichu nesachim with trufas chazei v'shoik. Masha'en came by a bechor and ma'isa behema, and therefore the Mishnah continues ha bechor v'ma'isa sheshachtan l'shem shlomim, and therefore you have kavana l'shem gavoyim hen. So once again, according to Shimon Achia Zaya, the din would be a ksherim, and we will have the same shayla: is a ksherim and all l'bailam shem chayva, or is it kasha but like all l'bailam shem chayva? And finally, shlom sheshach l'shem b'chol l'shem maisa, and when you did the shchita or any of the other avodas, you did so l'shem namach behen. So in that case, it would be psulim l'gamri. And Rashi points out that why was Shimon called the brother of Azaya, and he explains al shem shazaya asus b'pak matya v'sipik tzarech shimon achiv v'shasha yais b'tera, as since they had Yisachar Zvulon, and Azaya would work and he would support his brother Shimon, therefore he was called Shimon Achia Zaya. V'hisnum b'neim shehei chelk l'Azaya b'schat hamudah shel Shimon k'ramim b'seitem yitin ish es kolheim b'esai lo'i k'shimon Achia Zaya l'fikach nikra shmoi shalomen al yadai. And it could be that we had to make sure that we wrote his name in the Mishnah as Shimon Achia Zaya, as otherwise that would not be considered a fair split, as a Zaya would not be mentioned in the Mishnah, and this is also part of the deal. Finally, Ayin and Tap Tesis, Diva Masal, Chaz Vachash Nizbuchu, Tesis points out that although we already mentioned in Akdama that the din of the Mishnah is not only Benegea Shchita, but the same din applies Benegea all the above Vedas Hadam. However, even so, our Mishnah speaks about Shchita as Aveda Kamaisin Nakat, Vuhadin Kabal Vaylacha Vizrika, as we explained in the Kedakhtani Sefer, and as we will see on Dafi Gimel Aleph. And the Gemara begins and asks, Lomli Lemisne El Shle Olu, Listne Vle Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, that why did the Mishnah state Kolas Vachim Shnizbuchu Shle Lishman Kshirim El Shle Olu Bailam Shem Chayva? If the Chayyur, we could have used a shorter lashon and we could have stated Kolas Vachim Shnizbuchu Shle Lishman Kshirim Vle Olu Bailam Shem Chayva. And as Rashi explains, that why do we Mayach B'Lashenai? If we could have used a lashon Ksara Kedekayim B'Lon, and as we learned in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Gimel Beis, Lo Ilum Yishanu L'Talmidei Derech Ksara. And the Shita points out that by the Mishnah using the word Ella, we actually see that there must be something else that we're missing from the Mishnah. And as he states, claim a mashma sheish be kashrus achas shle pirish, the Mishnah is specifically telling us that the only thing that's puzzle for is that's only ol l'bayim l'shem chayva, but there's other things that's going to be kasher for. And the Gemara explains hakam mashma, that the chiddush of the Mishnah is l'bayim l'dlei ol l'shem chayva abu kishosayu kaimei va'asal l'shnuyabu, that although it's not ol l'bayim l'shem chayva, but it has its original kedusha, and therefore you still have to do all the other avedis l'shma. And Uchid Rava, and as Rava taught us, the Amrava, Oyla Sheshachta Shleil Shma, that even if one shechted the carbon eila shalei lishma, also lizrik dami shalei lishma, that when you do zrika or kabbalah or hilacha, you still have to do that lishma. And as Rashi explains, hakam ashpala she'im behem shum yirida ala isa levada. Rashi continues, al begdushasayu kaimi v'asa lishnu b'husu shenu yachrinay lavid achas mishav v'idis l'chathchila shalei lishma. However, once again, miyuim av v'shina kasha, certainly the same din would apply to all the rest of the avedas, and even if you did all the rest of the avedas shalei lishma, it would still be kasha, and the only change would be that's le'olu l'baylam shem chayva. And as the Gemara now explains, ibe yisei mesvara and ibe yisei makra, that either is based on a svara or based on a pasuk. As ibe yisei mesvara, if you want, I could tell you it's based on a svara. The mishum l'shani b'kalhani lishni b'valeidol, that just because you made a change in the carbon and you did it shalei lishma, doesn't mean you should continue doing something wrong, and therefore certainly the rest of the avedas have to be learned l'shma. And ibe yisei makra, or I could tell you what we learned this from a pasuk, as a pasuk in pasuk yisei states, maitzei sasecha tishma v'sisa kashin adat l'ashem l'kecha nidava shedid batri b'ficha. And the pasuk initially discusses a neder, and we know a neder is when someone says hare alai, and then the pasuk ends off and speaks about a nidava, and a nidava is when someone says hare zu, and the gemara is bothered, and we continue on that beis and beis, hay nidava nederhu, the l'chira, why did the pasuk state it's a nidava, if the pasuk just stated that we're speaking about a neder, and as Rashi stated, v'yishchil pe neder l'nidava, and therefore the gemara explains, elim k'mosh nidata sisa yehi neder, if one is bringing a carbon, and he brings it properly, and he had a kavanah l'shem the neder, and certainly remains a neder, and he's yotzei his chiyuv of bringing this carbon as a neder. V'imloy nedavi hey. However, if he doesn't bring it properly and he brings it shalei l'shma, then it will not be all l'bayil l'shem chayva, and this carbon will be considered like a nedava, and he'll still have a chiyuv to bring another carbon as a neder, and therefore v'nedava mishar l'shneiba. And certainly now that's a nedava, there's no reason to think that one could do the other avedas without having proper kavanah and doing so shalei l'shma. And as Rashi states, v'kivin rachmona karin adav v'mishar l'shnuyba ha'arminu m'perek sheni yasa l'chashe b'kotchem v'yalf mikra d'lei chashev v'hachim midrash kra im maitzis v'secha tishma v'asisa oz yi neda asher nedata. And bim lav, and if you didn't bring the carbon properly, then adav then will be an adav. And I in the second taste from the bottom of the omen on that bezim and aleph v'asa l'shnuyi yesh mikayim v'shatana in the chashish l'ashmina chidish zeh. As for example, m'perek atchilis and menachis gabishah shalmi Nozir, Vigabi Hashem Nozir, Vasham Mitzera, Diktonic Shirim, Vle Olu, Vle Tony, Elishle Olu, Bailam Shem Chiva, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tap Tasis at that Bezim and Bez, where the Gemara state of Mlavi in Dava, and Tais points out that Avagad Perkam Drashana, Dorishle Lin Balta Acher, Le Shaykh La Acher Shita, that there's a dinner Balta Acher, Benegay and Neda, as well as Benegay and Dava, but Hoch Dorish me Pasha de Kra, the Mashman de Carly Lunet in Dava, as we see that even a Neda is being called in Dava, and some explain that the drasha is from the word vasisa, as really the pasuk could have stated maitzis v'sechatishma kashen adat l'ashem l'kecha, and instead it says maitzis v'sechatishma vasisa kashen adat, and therefore we see that the only time that's ol l'shem bayin l'chiva is only when you did it kashen adat, and when you performed the avodas in the proper manner ayin sham. And the gemara continues, amli ravina rapapa, the ravina said the following to rapapa, loy havis kabon ba'urta b'tchuma b'chamach d'rom yirava milim alias adadi v'shonalu. That it's a shame that on Shabbos you were outside of the Tchum, and therefore you weren't able to come to the Beis Medrash in the area called Beit Chamach, as Rav gave a shir, and he discussed three different stirais, and he answered all of his questions. And the Gemara continues, "My milu mal yisa." What were the three things that Rav discussed? And the Gemara discussed the first of the three. As now we learned in our Mishnah, "Cause of Achim Shnizbechu Shlei Lishma and Ksherin El Shlei Olu L'Bayil M'Shem Chayva." And Rav was medayik in our Mishnah, "Time of the Shlei Lishma." The reason why it's le'ol l'bayil m'shem chayva is because he specifically stated that it was being done in shalei l'shman, and it's mashma stoma ol nami l'bayil m'shem chayva, that if a person didn't have any kavana and he did the shechita b'stoma, then not only would the carbon be kasha, but it even would be ol l'bayil m'shem chayva, and almost stomi nami k'l'shman dami. And we see that regarding a carbon, that even if one didn't have any kavana, then it's considered as if he had kavana l'shma, and therefore for a minute the rabbi asked the following stira for a mishnah m'sechtes gittin. As the Mishnah teaches us, call get shenichtov shalei l'shem isha pasol, that if anyone has a get that's written in not l'shem isha, then it will be pasol. And later on, the Gemara will bring a raya that if a get is written stoma, then it also is pasol. And the only way that a get is kosher is only if it's specifically written for a specific man and a specific woman, and otherwise it's going to be pasol. And as Rashi states, shalei l'shem isha ha'isha hazeh shenichtav l'shem acher sheshma k'shem zu pasol d'chsiv chasav lo l'shma and v'stami nami pasol k'goynim kasav ha'sef estam l'shem leya shem mezum l'chshiyavi adam etzlai sheshmoy v'shem ishtoy kain v'yitnen loy v'l'kamar mefarsh b'nolam masis in the stam pasol. And a bit later the Gemara will explain how do we know that this is actually true, that b'negeya get that stam is also pasol, but the ma'isu rav had a stira that why is there a difference between the din of karbonais and the din of a get, that b'negeya carbon stam is going to be kosher and it's considered lishma, and b'negeya get it will be pasol and will not be considered lishma. The Gemara continues v'shani, and Rav answered zvachim k'stam lishma namdin, that any time that someone sets aside a carbon, then the stam is that this will be brought as that carbon, and therefore even if someone doesn't have any kavana, but b'pashas the kavana is for whatever carbon that was, and therefore we say stam lishma. However, isha b'stam lav l'gerishin emedes, but a woman is not generally going to be divorced. Therefore, since the Torah states v'chasiv la, and there's a requirement to have lishma, so you must have kavana lishma, and otherwise, even if you did b'stama, it would not be a valid get. Ein Rashi b'negeir korban b'stama lishma naimdin hilkel kol kamad le'okashmayu b'hedya hava lishman, and ein teisis stam isha lav l'gerish naimedes v'afilu zinsa tachas b'ayla, and even if a woman was mizana, and therefore there's a requirement to divorce her, but b'kol mokim lav l'sgarish b'get zayimedes, and not necessarily does he have to divorce her with a specific get, v'gam l'yirza ba'al l'yigashena el shloit t'shamtenu, that l'maisi he never has to divorce her, and the only issue is that he can't be her, and they can't be together any longer. And the Gemara now continues that Rava took it for granted that b'negei karbonos, if a person brought a carbon b'stama, then it will be kosher, and it will be olal l'bayil m'shem chayva. And the Gemara asked, v'zvachim b'stam m'ksher minolan, that we had Rava know that a zevach that was brought without any kavana and without any dibur at all would be kosher and would be olal l'bayil m'shem chayva. And the Gemara points out, as ilim mehodetan, as if you will say he's medayke from our Mishnah itself, as our Mishnah stated, calls zvachim shnizbuchu shle lishman ksherim el shle olal l'bayil m'shem chayva v'loik tani shle nizbuchu lishman. And the Mishnah did not state that the carbon wasn't slaughtered lishma, so therefore it would be mashma that even if it was not nizbach lishma, but it wasn't nizbach shle lishma, then it would still be kosher. But l'chayr that would not be a valid diuk, as b'negeir get we just stated that stam is nami pasul, that if someone writes a get b'stama, then it would be pasul, and the only time that it gets kosher is if it's written mamish lishma, and gabi get nami yoktani, and l'maisa the Mishnah mesechtes gittin l'gabi get uses similar lashon as our Mishnah, and it states kol get shenichtav shle l'shem isha is pasul, b'loik tani shle nichtav l'shem isha is pasul, and l'chayr we should be able to make the diuk over there as well, that a get that was written b'stama should be kosher, and l'maisa we know that that's not the din, therefore we see it is not a valid diuk, and therefore the Gemara explains elamei hadatnan, that we know that stam zevach is going to be kosher from the Mishnah that we will see on Daf Yud Gimel, and it seems from Rashi that Rashi is not going to use the word d'tnan, as Rashi states masnisin he, and Rashi specifically tells us that this is a Mishnah, and therefore based on Rashi, so the Bach is Geris El Meha, but b'negei carbon, the way that we know that Stamman is Lishma is based on the following Diyak from the following Mishnah, and Rashi explains that the Mishnah is referring to a case where someone is doing one Avodah, for example, someone is in the middle doing Shchita, and part of the Shchita he does Lishma, and part of the Shchita he did Shalei Lishma, and the Mishnah starts off, HaPesach V'achata Sheshachten Shalei Lishman, or Kibbul V'Halach V'Zarek Shalei Lishman, Oy Lishman V'Shalei Lishman, Oy Shalei Lishman V'Lishman, Psulin, then all those cases they would be Pasul Gamri. And the Mishnah then explains, Ketzad Lishman V'Shalei Lishman was a case where someone did Shchita, and the first part of Shchita did Lishma, and the second part did Shalei Lishma. It's talking about a case, L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, that a person was bringing a Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach, and the initial part of the Shchita he did Lishma and he did L'Shem Pesach, and then the second part of Shchita he did specifically for Shlomim, and that case it would be Pasul Gamri. And the Gemara is Medayek, Taimed Amal L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, that the only reason why the Mishnah taught us that it would be Pasul is because initially he had Kavana and he stated I'm bringing this carbon L'Shem Pesach, and then he said I'm bringing this carbon for the Shlomim, Hal L'Shem Pesach V'Stam Akasha. But if he started off that Avodah, he first stated I'm bringing this carbon L'Shem Pesach, and then for example when he was shechting the second simin, he was quiet and he didn't say anything, then it's mashman it would be kosher. And almost stomon kil shmandami, so we see that if someone doesn't have any kavana and doesn't say anything, then it's considered as if he did so lishma, and therefore the carbon would be kosher and would even be olal l'bayil m'shem chayva. And as Rashi points out, almost stomon kil shmandami, the ikish lishmandami, havalei kilu amal l'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim, and it should be pasul l'gamri. However, once again, the Gemara says that from that case we would not be able to make a diuk as Dilma Shani Hasan d'amrinon kolor isa das rishenu isa. Possibly, we would say that is only in a case where a person started off l'shma and he started off bringing this karm Pesach l'shem Pesach, and then he would do the second part of the avodah stama that we would still say it's kasher. As certainly, we can neman that if a person started off l'shma, then he continued l'shma and he didn't change his kavana, and therefore it would be kasher. But we wouldn't be able to bring a raya in a regular case where a person just did avodah stama, as maybe over there we would say that there's a requirement to have kavan l'shma, and if a person did avodah stama, then it would be considered kishalei l'shma, and it would not be considered as if he did this avodah l'shma. And b'degei a karm Pesach or a karm chatos, and quite possibly it would be pasul gamri. And the Gemara continues elam seifa, but the way that we know that stama l'shma is from the seifa of the same Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues shalei l'shma v'l'shma. What is an example where someone does an avodah and part of the avodah was shalei l'shma and part of the avodah was l'shma? Is l'shem shlam l'shem Pesach is in a case where someone is bringing a karm Pesach on erev Pesach, and he initially started off doing shchita l'shem shlamim, and then he ended off and he had kavan l'shem Pesach. And the Mishnah teaches us that since he had kavan l'shem shlamim and he had kavan l'shalei l'shma, so therefore it would be pasul gamri and time of the amal l'shem shlamim l'shem Pesach, and therefore it's mashma that the only reason why it's going to be pasul gamri is because he initially had kavan l'shalei l'shma and he specifically had kavan l'shem shlamim hastam l'shem Pesach kasha. But if when he initially started the avodah he didn't say anything and he didn't have any kavana, and then at the end of the avodah he had kavan l'shem Pesach, then it would be kasha. And over here you can't say as when he initially didn't have any kavana and he did the avodah stama, so it wasn't at the beginning of the avodah, and therefore this klal is not relevant. And if so, we have a raya that stama is lishma. However, the Gemara continues and once again tells us that we can't bring a raya from the sefer of that Mishnah either. And the Gemara brings two reasons. As number one, Dilma Shani Hasan d'Amrinon Yichiach Sefer Atchilasai, that maybe just like we had a klal that kol isal das rishenu waisa, so we also have a svar in the sefer that Yichiach Sefer Atchilasai. And since during the second part of his shechita he had kavana l'shem Pesach and he had proper kavana, therefore specifically in that case, even if at the beginning of the shechita he didn't have any kavana, but we would say that ultimately it must be that he had kavana l'shma, as the second later he had kavana l'shem Pesach, and therefore it would be kosher. Mashenkin in a case where he did the entire shechita stama, then maybe we would say that stama shlei l'shma, and in the case of Pesach and Chatos it should be pasul gamri. And in the case of other kabbanis, then the din will be ksherin el shalol balum shem chayva. And the Gemara continues, inami, or I could tell you, I did tan l'shman v'shalay l'shman, tan inami shalay l'shman v'lishman, that since in the ratio of the Mishnah specifically taught us that the only time that will be pasul is if he started off l'shman and then he ended off shalay l'shman. And as we previously explained, that if he ended off stama, then it would be kosher as kol isa das rishenu isa. And therefore, in order to have symmetry between the ratio and the sefer, so the Sefer also spoke about a case, one shechted a Karim Pesach, and he did so initially Shalei Lishman, and then he did so Lishman. Quite possibly in the Sefer, since we don't have a Svar of Kalei Sal Das Yishenu Eisa, then in the Chanami, the Din of the Mishnah, could have also applied in a case where initially he started off his Shechita Stama, and then he did so Lishma, and we would say that Stama is Shalei Lishman, even in this case, and therefore we can't bring a Raya for the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, that Stama is Lishma. And finally the Gemara states, El Meha, that our Diyuk is actually from the Mishnah and Daf Memvav Beis, and the Mishnah teaches us L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach, that when bringing a carbon, then for all four avodes one has to have the following kavana. Number one, L'shem Zevach, and when bringing a carbon, one has to have a kavana that he's bringing a specific type of carbon. And as we saw in the Mishnah, if he's bringing an oil, he has to think that he's bringing an oil, and if he's bringing a shlam, he has to say he's bringing a shlam, etc. And as Rashi states, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Mashahukdish, number two, L'shem Zevach, she escapa by Bailo, Velisha escapa by Acher. He has to have specific intent that this owner should have kapara and not that someone else should receive a kapara. And number three, l'shem Hashem, and as Rashi says, l'kadosh baruch hu sha'ama v'hoya oilam. And number four, l'shem ishim, that he should completely be burnt on his mizbeach. And as Rashi says, l'aktiram v'lo la'sisim sli al mizbeach, and not just to roast them on his mizbeach. And number five, l'shem reach, that they should be for a good smell on his mizbeach. And as Rashi states, l'afuke v'rim shetzolon v'halon d'shuvim ban reach, and this coming to exclude those avirim that were roasted prior to bringing them on the mizbeach, as they won't have a proper reach. V'achim mefarish luhasam. And finally, number six, l'shem nichayach, as Rashi says, l'shem anachas ruach l'kadosh baruch hu she'amar v'nasir etzaynai. And the Mishnah states v'chatz v'ashem l'shem chayit. And there's a seventh requirement, but a carbon chatas and carbon asham that they bring board in order to be mechap on a specific chait. We will discuss these further on Dafman Varim Beis, and the Mishnah continues. Amar Beisi Af Mishloi Hay Believe L'Shem Achas Mikal Elu Kasha, that even if someone did not have specific intent for any of these things, then it will still be kasha. And he explains Shetnai Beznu that it was actually a Tnai Bezdin that someone should not have specific kavana, as they were concerned that if someone has specific kavana, they may have the wrong kavana. Therefore, Asnu Bezdin L'Leim L'Shmai Dilma Asir L'Meim L'Shleil L'Shmai. So Bezdin specifically made a takana that someone should not specify that they're doing this L'Shma, as if they do so, they may come to say the wrong thing, and it may come out that they did this kavan improperly. And from these words, Rabbi Yisi, so the Gemara brings a raya that stam is l'shman, as the isakadak stam is pasal, as if you will say that stam is pasal, kaim bezin masi milsa the mifsal bay. So l'chir, how could it be that bezin will say that someone should not have any kavana if that is something that is going to be pasal? And certainly bezin would not make such a takana, and it must be that bezin understood that stam is kasha. Therefore, bezin made a takana, and they said that mutav, that a person should not have any kavana, and he should bring this kavana stama, then to actually state that I'm doing this for a specific carbon, and it may come out that they actually say that they're doing it for the wrong carbon, and that would actually cause issues. And that's how Rava knew that benegia carbon, that the din is that stama l'shma, and I intesed you maskal astu bezin leleim l'shma duma asa l'meim l'shalei l'shma. And Taisa contrasts our Gemara to a Gemara Masechtas Gittin, and he explains that specifically regarding a carbon, that the Chum had this concern, and as Taisa points out, that Adam Hashaykh carbon, Pa'am Mishatoya Vesavishu carbon achar, Vechena Makabal Umelech Vezerek, Ayin Sham. And before we finish, let us just point out that when we explain the Mishnah and Dafir Gimel, we explained it based on Rashi, that we're talking about a person that was doing Shchita, and part of the Shchita he did Lishma, and part of the Shchita he did Shalei Lishma, and Ayin Taisa. That do you think that a person has to speak continuously until the point that he finishes the shchita? And certainly a person doesn't have to speak the entire time and keep saying that I'm doing this l'shem pesach, and therefore it would seem that every single time that someone does shchita, it will always be done l'shem pesach and stama. And l'chayu, once a person states at the beginning of a shchita that I'm doing this l'shem pesach, then certainly the rest of the avodah is considered l'shma. And because of this question, so Taisus understands the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel that it's actually talking about two separate Avedais, Ayin Sham and Ayin Mefarshim, how they explain Rashi, and we try to explain the Gemara based on those Mefarshim. And also Ayin Taisus Dio Maskel Kanye Bezdin Masni, where Taisus bothered why the Gemara have to bring a Diok from the end of the words Rabbi Yisi, where he speaks about the Tanai Bezdin, if L'Chari Rabbi Yisi himself stated, Af Mishalei HaYibulu B'Lisham Achas Mikal Eilu Kasher, and even from Rabbi Yisi's words, it's Muchach that he holds that Stomer is Kasher. And Taisa explains, "V'nir l'farish to mishle ha'beliboy ha'inu shle on beheder shom echo mikol iglu." However, we would think that Rabbi Yisi meant that he was chisha beliboy l'mashe dina liyos, that he had kavana that whatever it's supposed to be, then it should be for that carbon. But we would still think that potentially, if he didn't have any kavana, then it would still be puzzle. And l'hachi daik mitnai bezdin v'chimasnu bezdin v'le leim beheder u'machshav esogi v'shem asim de psul shle yichashiv klal v'yishchay tshama v'yipuzzle ayin sham. And finally, although at this point in the Gemara explained how Rava knew that benegeya carbon stoma is kasha. However, Rava actually asked the stira, and he pointed out that benegeya get the din is that stoma is pasal, and the Gemara still did not bring a raya how Rava understood that benegeya get that we would hold that stoma is pasal. And we will continue with that point in the next Gemara, and we will stop over here.